103.2 Dublin City FM. This is Mental Wealth. And if you want to get in touch with the programme, email mentalwealth@briangreen.com. On today's programme, I'm joined by somebody who you've heard on the programme before through the sounds that they make, and that is Monica Rack. You're very welcome to the programme.
Hi.
First question, and the most difficult question of them all. Who is Monica Rack?
Who is Monica Rack? That's an interesting question. Who am I? Yes, that's something I am searching for quite a while now. And a few years ago, I actually asked myself the same question. Who am I? And that's where my journey started, a journey of self-discovery. And I'm still on this journey now. But I feel like I know myself much more. And I discovered myself not only as a creative person, because I've been creative for whole life and I was painting and doing so many creative things, but I discovered as well that I am teacher, born teacher, which needs to be expressed. I need to express myself out there, and I am also healing facilitator. I don't like to call myself a healer because I believe we heal ourselves. So let's say that I help people to facilitate their own healing process through conversation and through energy work as well, and through sounds, of course.
Okay, let's rewind 5 years, okay? Is the Monica 5 years ago like the Monica today?
Oh, no. The Monica 5 years ago totally didn't know who she was. She thought she knew. And she wanted actually to become a photographer at that time. So she was doing so many photos, going and taking photographs of people, portraits, children, families. And she was so inspired by that. But then suddenly she realized that this is not something what she wants to do. And she got into the small accident. And that's where she stopped herself in her tracks, and then she realized, no, this is not something she really wants to do anymore, and it's maybe some passion of hers, but it's not something what defines her, or this is not something what really is her purpose in life. It's only the way, one way of how she can express herself, but it's just one from hundreds.
So you went on a journey of self-learning. What did you learn?
Definitely that you need to sometimes stop and think and relax and listen to yourself. Because if you run constantly, if you run behind things and goals in life, then you never actually listen to yourself, and you don't even know if you are running in the right direction. And that's what I learned, you know, just stop for some time and just listen and observe and see, okay, is it something I really enjoy to do? Is it something I really truly want to do? Does it make me joyful and happy?
You were working really extra hard because you were blocking out something. You were just using work as a way to stay busy, so you didn't have to stop, so you didn't have to think about things.
That's it. That was what exactly happened. I blocked my time with many, many activities. I used to work 8 to 4 in the office. I used to do photography outside of work. I used to help my husband with the restaurant we used to have. So I've been busy all the time. I haven't got even few minutes for myself because I didn't want to. And even I had few minutes, I went for shopping and I was spending money because that was the other way to escape being with yourself and with myself and think a little bit and just, you know, gather actually the thoughts and see what is there, you know, what should I face, what fears I am trying to, you know, avoid, you know, and what thoughts I'm trying to avoid and what fears I don't want to acknowledge.
So you had that stop moment. Did it force itself upon you, or did you go looking for it and let it happen?
It forced me because I got into the accident. So I didn't listen. I was waiting until something had to push me, you know, forced me to stop. Because sometimes it happens in life when you don't want to do something, you know, life forces you to stop and to kind of reevaluate what happens in your life, or are you going in the right direction? Is it something really for you?
Was that a very scary, dark kind of period, or were you stopping and looking into yourself and you were open and happy to do that?
No, that was scary moment. That was one of the scariest moments in my life, because I had to learn how to surrender in some way, you know, surrender to what happened, you know. And it wasn't really an accident that I am grateful that it wasn't really challenging accident, but I still couldn't work. You know, I couldn't work in the office. I couldn't work on the computer. I had to 3 months stay outside of work and do walking, you know, and relaxing, because that's only what I could do. I couldn't do any normal activities, like photography wasn't the case of my heavy camera. It wasn't the case to hold camera in my hand. So just everything what I knew, everything what I was trying to make myself busy with, you know, I had to just put on the side and just stay with myself and learn how to relax and how to gather my thoughts and be with them and accept them.
And what was your guide? What did you read? Books? Did you follow any kind of principles to begin this journey?
I was always inspired by some books, but the funny thing is that I always also had to go through my own journey and through my own experiences, if you know what I mean. If I read a book and I didn't experience that before, this book would have no meaning for me. Usually the books usually which had meaning for me were the books which kind of reminded me of my own journey. So when I read them, I could identify in some way.
So if you could see yourself in the book, yes, that book was right.
Yes. Like, for example, if I understood what the book was saying, like, for example, something happened to me and I couldn't name fully what happened, or, you know, I knew that this happened to me, but I couldn't kind of put it in the words. Like, you know what I mean? Sometimes something happens, but you still cannot kind of name it, or you cannot say what was exactly what you've experienced. So when I read the books, was, oh yeah, this is the way how it actually, how I can explain this to others. You know, it's easier when you read someone else going through the same experience and you know, seeing this through their own eyes, because you don't see yourself as only one who has this challenge in your life. You know that there is many other people who go through similar challenges.
So you're in this learning mode and you learn things about yourself. I'm guessing that the more you learn that there's so much more to learn, that you're peeling away at something, but it's getting bigger the more you peel away.
That's it. That's the best way to describe it. You know, there is the saying, I don't know how it's in English, I think I know that I don't know. You know, I think Aristoteles, and I'm not sure. I hope that this is him. But anyway, this is the best way to describe it. The more you go into knowing yourself, you realize how much you still don't know.
Is that kind of recursive? Like, that means that it's a journey without end.
Yes, I remember when I started to learn English, you know, when I came to Ireland 12 years ago, and I came actually with very few words, you know, I couldn't speak really, I couldn't understand. And when I started to learn and I wanted to learn fast, I was listening whatever I could, you know, on radio, TV, spoke to people, you know, had conversations. And then suddenly when I started to understand more and could do simple conversations, I was so happy with myself, you know, so I said, hi.
We've been joined by a dog in the interview. Which do you want to say something?
Hello.
Hello. What's to eat?
Bye bye. So the learning the English, would you say that that's similar, in that the more you learn, the more, you know, little, you know, ways of saying things.
What I've realized through learning English is that the more I've learned, the more I felt like I don't know enough. And now, you know, my English is much better than 12 years ago, of course. But I feel like, you know, I have more, I'm more hard on myself
you know, that I am not really speaking perfectly, that my accent or pronunciation, whatever it is, it's not good enough, you know, for this, what I would like it to be. And when I started, I was so happy because I could communicate. I could, you know, more and more explain what I wanted to say. You know, like children, when they go and they start to, you know, walk, they are so happy when they...
I learned a new word today.
You know?
Like, I learned a new word today, and it is. And they get really excited because that word kind of opens you up into a whole...
That's it, you know, you're excited and, you know, you want to actually explore it more. And then when you know so much, you are putting so much more pressure on yourself. It's not necessary. So I have to sometimes remind to myself as well, because this is what I teach. But sometimes we need to remind ourselves as well what we teach, you know, others, that, you know, we need to, you know, take the step back and just see how much we achieved and how much we already know, and, you know, appreciate everything, you know, what we learned.
We're kind of talking about it on the downside, that the more you learn, the more you learn how much more you need to learn.
Yes.
But you're going through levels of enlightenment on that are about yourself and yourself in the world and how you fit in and what you're here for and what you're going to do. Is that an exciting thing? And is it like levels of a game that you're getting through the levels and you're moving up through the numbers? Is it? Can you kind of realize that there are marker points where you say, I've come through to this, you know, first floor, second floor, third floor, or level one, level two, level three?
You know what for me is the most exciting? That I finally don't see myself in competition with anyone else, if you know what I mean. Because before I was comparing myself to everyone, to my sister, for example, to other people around me, and I wanted to be like them. Because I felt like I am not really good enough. So, you know, I had to try to be a little bit more like someone else. Or I was thinking, oh, this person has this or know this or it's like that. And why I'm not like that? You know what I mean? And then when I started to realize my own gifts, my own talents, my own, you know, beauty, you know, I started to see, you know, if I want to improve, because there is always something to improve, I need to look at myself, where I am now, where I came from, or where I'm going, where I want to go, and who I want to become. And then I can grow and I can actually challenge myself more, but I don't have to compare myself with anyone else, only with myself.
I am better than no one and no one is better than me. Do you use mantras and little sayings like that to enforce what you want to kind of understand?
Yes, I have few sayings which I use. I love to sing, actually, my affirmations or mantras or whatever you call it. You can call it in different ways. But they are kind of empowering words which I use in different shape or form. But one of those is... every day, in every way, I'm getting better, better and better. And this is beautiful, because you can become better and better and better if you're actually open to it, you know. And if you realize that you accept who you are now, and that you accept yourself who you are in this moment with your own flaws and with all what you got. And then you can go from there. You can always expand and become, you know, larger, bigger in your own way, you know. It's not that you have to be bigger than someone else.
We're outside the Green Kitchen on Walkinstown Green here in Dublin 12. It's Mental Wealth on Dublin City FM. I'm talking with Monica Rack. We're going to be back after the break and we're going to be talking about sound therapy.
I'm Alan. I remember I've been out one night with my friends and all of a sudden I became very self-conscious. Eyes filled up with tears. That was just a very clear sign for me there's something not right here. Thoughts can become feelings if you let them. Now, if you're having a bad day, if it's a walk, a run, read something, write something. Most times after I've actually done something, you go, I actually feel a bit better.
Little things, like keeping active, can make a big difference to how we feel. Yourmentalhealth.ie.
She's fantastic, great with the kids. But sometimes she disrespects me, so I had to stop the rot. I manage her money, organise her time. That gives her clarity. I've also a very good eye for what she should wear. A couple of times now, I've had to get physical. But it's what any man would do, isn't it?
Physical, psychological or sexual abuse of women and children is not what men do. Man up. Join the campaign. Visit safeireland.ie or contact your local domestic violence service.
103.2 Dublin City FM. Welcome back to Mental Wealth. And with me is Monica Rack. We're talking about her journey to where she is today, sitting in Walkinstown Green. And we'll get on to some sound therapy stuff in a moment. This journey is ongoing, but at some point you've learned so much that you learn that you're a natural born teacher and you want to teach the same things to other people who really need them. How do you go about finding people to teach to?
First of all, I teach even they don't ask me because it's natural thing for me. So I always, always found myself in the situation when I was teaching people. Since I was a child, actually, I used to teach and help my friends in school when they didn't understand the topic. I went there and tried to explain in my own way. Then when I did my coaching course, I was, during the process as well, teaching a little bit. When I was doing my career guidance counseling as well, I always loved to be on the stage and explain and teach and just share whatever I learned for myself. It's not about the, ego thing. It's not about that I wanted to be like, the star on the stage. It's just the love for sharing whatever I discovered for myself, if you know what I mean. I just always loved whatever I found, valuable for myself, and I learned that this can be also valuable for others. I just wanted to share it with others,
If you're teaching me something today, or in the last three times that we met to talk about this interview, and now we have the interview, what are the kind of things that you teach? What could you tell me today that I could learn from?
Just be relaxed more. Whenever you can, just stop for a moment and just give yourself time for yourself, and always ask yourself the question, does it bring me joy? That's the thing which I learned for myself, because if something brings you joy, you always go in the right direction, because joy comes from your heart. You can say from your soul, whatever you call it, but it's like this inner thing which brings you to the direction of fulfillment and happiness, allows you to express yourself in your way, in the way you want to express yourself. And if you go away from joy, that means that you go towards the fear. When you feel fear, you never express yourself truly. You will always try to do something what you think other people would like you to do, never what you want to do.
Practically, how do I stop myself to ask that question? Should I have a mindful moment before lunch, or go for a walk, or should I write in a journal? What are the things I could do to kind of stop and think?
And that's the thing which was for me very difficult a few years ago, because when I remember, I had like my mind was racing, and I couldn't stop my thoughts. Like a few years ago, I was like, oh God, I will end up somewhere in the mental, a hospital if I don't stop my thoughts, because I was like so much overwhelmed with worries, thinking, anxieties, everything, fears which I couldn't name. And then suddenly I said, okay, I need to just strip it back to and go to the basics, Don't go straight away to meditation if meditation is too much at the beginning for you. Just start and, just even for 30 seconds, 1 minute, just be present in the moment where you are, And the other thing is just feel that you don't have to be straight away positive. Like, people say positive mindset, positive thinking is beautiful and it's important to be positive. But you also have to look into yourself and see what is there that you need to accept first, who you are. Because if you don't learn for yourself who you are and you don't start to accept your, small flaws or things which might not be even flaws, but you look at them in this way, then you will never be able to be happy. I remember a few years ago, I was really upset that I am too talkative. and I am too sensitive, And then finally, when I said this to I remember a coach that time, that I am too talkative, and he said, I would love to be like that. you know, what is the best way to communicate with people? You know, if you talk, you get what you want. If you talk, you share, you know, what you need. Because you always communicate your needs and wants in this way, you know?
How important is it to listen as well?
Oh, that's why I went for coaching. that's the other thing, why I went for coaching. Because I've been many times, you know, teased by my family members, you know, not only by friends as well. Oh, God, you are so, you know, talkative. And that's why probably I had this in my mind. I am talkative and this is bad. You know, I didn't see the other side of it, that there would be positive side of being talkative. But because of this, that I was pointed out sometimes that I am too talkative, it made me to listen more. It made me to learn how to listen when I need to listen and talk when I need to talk, you know. So in this way I found more balance. I am more on the talking side, but I can listen much more than I used to before, definitely.
Your teaching progresses and you move on to something. Obviously, you've been asking your question, do I get joy from this? And you move into the area of sound therapy. Where does that start? Like, does it start with one bowl or one instrument, or is it something you did yourself and you liked, so you wanted to then share it with other people? Is it that simple?
You see, it's everything started for me when I started coaching, because like when I became a coach, I started to coach people, and suddenly I did the speech about benefits of living in the present moment. That was a few years, about 3 years ago, in the Central Hotel. We created kind of event with my friend, and there was a girl who actually did sound bath for us as a relaxation with our meditation event, you know. And I was very new to these things, but I still wanted to share my experience at that point, how I actually benefited from being more present, you know, in my life. So this girl just came after this sound bath to me, and she said, I need to talk to you, you know, I need your help. And I said, what help you need? And she said, I need your coaching. So, you know, we did coaching. And then, you know, when you actually got into the, we got into the relationship, you know, client coach, and I got to know her, I realized, oh, wow, I want to know more about sounds, you know, because of her. Actually, I got to the point where I said, I always loved music, you know, but I never thought that I would like to experience something like that. And then suddenly I started to do courses, you know, and then after courses, I bought one and second instrument, you know, which I didn't know even why I'm collecting, because I never planned to do any sessions for others. You know, I just did it for myself. And suddenly I've seen whole suitcase of, you know, instruments having there. And I was like, I might need it, you know, I might use it one day. And yeah, and last year I started to do it and I enjoyed, and I've seen people, you know, really relaxing to it. And there is so many benefits actually sound gives you, because it's like even if you don't, if you exclude any physical aspects of it, what sound can give your physical body. But on the mental and emotional level, it's releasing so many emotions, and it's kind of giving clarity. Like, you know, what my clients or people who came to me for sessions, they noticed much more clarity and peace of mind and much more joy and happiness, you know, because of this short session. So it's definitely working.
A lot of mindfulness has become quite popular in the last number of years, and a lot of mindfulness is kind of seated in a relaxed state. You're eyes closed and you're asked to listen to the sounds around you. Is a sound bath kind of like going to a concert of mindfulness? Like there's an array of frequencies and drones and noises are put on for you as a performance, and then you relax and let the sound give you an experience, rather than you listening out to just ordinary sounds like what's going on in the background in this streetscape that we're at here today.
It's definitely a way of mindfulness meditation. You can call it really, it depends what you choose
But is it normally guided? Like, are you told what to do as you listen to it, or do you just let your mind do what you want to do?
What I do is just at the beginning, before I start my sound relaxation, if this is a sound massage with one person or is it with the group, like a sound bath, you know, or sound concert. I love to actually call it, you know, concert, because, you know, someone told me after one of my sessions, thank you for a beautiful concert. And I said, what the way to call it? It's actually so beautiful harmony of sounds, which are different than the instruments we normally use for, you know, concerts. But it doesn't mean that it's not the concert in some way. It is, because when you use those instruments, you feel so much. You know, you feel so much emotions. You feel so much in your physical body, and it helps you to actually clear your mind, but also you can actually see what your thoughts are, because our mind is busy and this is naturally busy. So it's not that we have to, you know, say push our thoughts away. We just need to learn how to find them, see them, and just allow them to be, but not let them to overtake our mind, you know. So we actually can do our stuff and we can do our relaxation without being, you know, overtaken by our thoughts.
You've said yourself that you're quite talkative, but what people won't believe is that you're very shy about putting yourself forward in what you do and in business. You're not here in any way kind of selling yourself and saying, I've got a book or I've got an album or a CD or a class that you can go to and pay me money for. You're very much not into that. But where, kind of in conclusion, where do people access what you do? Where can people network with you? Where can people interact with what you've got?
If someone would like to contact me, I am on Facebook, and you can find me on Happy Choice on Facebook. That's my business page, or Monika Rak on Facebook as well. And I can also give my phone number. So if you would like to know more about what I do and maybe come to my class, my phone number is 085-8282-117.
So it's Monika with a K and Rak with a K.
Yes, that's it. Monika Rak. R-A-K.
Monika, thank you for your time today, and I'm going to go and listen to that 16-minute sound bath again, not when I'm here with microphones and trucks and vans and cars.
Definitely not driving.
And definitely not driving. We didn't put that warning in earlier. Thank you very much for your time today. We will catch up with you again, and do check out Happy Choice on Facebook for Monika Rak. This has been Mental Wealth on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Get in touch, email mentalwealth@briangreen.com. We're back next Tuesday at the usual time of 12:30. Until then, have a great week. Take care, stay safe. Bye bye.